The question was asked, who did the tribes marry, the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu? So the Medrash and the Talmud actually quotes two opinions on that, because when Yaakov sat in mourning, it says, Vayakumu chol banav v'chol binotav v'nachamo. His sons and daughters came to comfort him. What daughters? He had one daughter, Dina. So from here, the Talmud says two approaches. Machloket Tanaim. Were they his daughters-in-law? And then the tribes each married Canaanite women. And then his daughters-in-law, from here we derive that a person doesn't mind calling his daughters-in-law his daughters, just as we find that sons-in-law and daughters-in-law call their father and mother-in-law Abba and Ima. So to the parents, don't mind calling them my son and my daughter. And that's one interpretation. And the other opinion holds that with each tribe was born a twin sister, and they married their half-sisters. That being that they only had shared fathers, not shared mothers, for Noahides, that was okay. That's the second opinion, that Reuven would marry, let's say, the sister that was born together with Gad from a different mother. So that's the second opinion. That's why the verse says his sons and daughters, because he had multiple daughters.
Which is the Midrash and which is the Talmud?
They're both in the Talmud and they're both in the Midrash. Two opinions.